local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Well, where do you want to begin? That is the question. We are absolutely loaded today. A lot to get to, a lot to talk about, and definitely want to hear from you as well. Text line 850-437-1620. It is Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. We are informative, local, and dependable. We will do our very best to get through everything that we have here over the next 49 minutes. Because there's just a lot going on, a lot to react to here today, both nationally and right here at home. We will do our best to do that, but definitely want to hear from you. As always, appreciate you listening and your interaction with us each and every day. Austin.
Yes.
I don't know. As we start our top three stories today, I don't know with this first one.
Okay.
Whether to laugh or cry.
All right.
I really don't. I heard about it and did a little bit of reading on this, and I have so many questions, and it's so just as a human, as an American, as a news person, as a I am completely floored by this. So if you caught any, I thought Guy Benson, who's on before us, did a great job of kind of diving into it today. But so President Biden,
right?
There's, of course, you know, President Trump. He's got the case hanging over his head about the documents, right? The documents, the classified documents that he kept at Mar-a-Lago,
yeah,
willingly. So there is a report that came out today from the special counsel that was looking into this. The report is, I think, like 35, 40 pages. I did not have time to dive into all of it, but you'll see why this is. It's just, I don't know how this is not just completely embarrassing for the Democrats. And if you are a fan of Joe Biden getting another 4 years as president, I need somebody to explain that to me like I'm 5 years old. So President Biden will not face criminal charges related to the documents that were found at his home and office. Special counsel investigating the president concluded that Biden willfully retained and disclosed classified military and national security documents.
That's what
former President Trump did.
Right.
But will not face charges.
Okay.
The investigation focused on documents related to Biden's time as VP. The report claimed, however, that Biden's practices present serious risk to national security. Okay. We've heard that before with Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And added that the president portrayed himself as an elderly man with a poor memory who would be sympathetic to a jury.
There it is. Yeah.
So if I'm understanding this right, we, the special counsel who were called in to investigate the president, can determine that President Biden, as a private citizen after his time as vice president, willfully retained and disclosed classified military and national security documents. All right.
Yeah.
Same thing that we're alleging Donald Trump did.
And they're both old dudes.
But because he's an elderly man with a poor memory who will be sympathetic to a jury, we cannot and will not bring charges. Yep. So what am I supposed to do with that? What are you doing with that? As you know, whether you're conservative, whether you're the staunchest liberal out there, what are you doing with that information that the special counsel is telling all of us as it relates to this November and the fact that he wants four more years.
It's a fair question. If he's not fit to be held accountable for this, he's not fit to run a country. Right? Like, that's not my take. So, is that not a valid question?
I think that is the only appropriate question. I mean, other than, you know, okay, well, still, that, I mean, that's a criminal act that we are alleging. Again, his likely opponent. We're going through this.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, and I don't know, I think we kind of pick and choose when the elderly man thing plays into account. Because we look at Trump being older, and we look at him as like, people talk about him like having dementia, allegedly. And they talk about his health and say that he's some crooked, crazy old man who's out of his mind. But then we look at Biden and we're like, oh, he's just a sweet old grandpa who just so happens to have some memory issues.
Reelect him. Now, I'm sure, look, you know, Karine Jean-Pierre and everybody in her office is working overtime, double time, triple time.
Oh, yeah.
To come up with the rhetoric that they will spend the next 8 months and however many days trying to convince the American people that this is no issue and that you can trust the Biden administration. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And as you said, this isn't a political siding thing. If you look at Trump and think he's not fit, if you look at McConnell and think he's not fit for his position after his health scares, that's totally fine. But we need some consistency here. How could you say all that, then look at Biden and say he's as chipper as ever?
Yeah. He's good to go.
You can't say that.
So yeah, that blew my mind. And like I said, I don't know whether to laugh or cry. Let's get traffic and weather here. We'll get the rest of our top three stories today and move on to local headlines, which, of course, there's plenty to talk about there as well.
All right, I'll keep this quick. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Luckily, traffic's being kind to us here. It doesn't look like there's much to report on. We have a little bit of issues if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards West 9 Mile Road. That's pretty par for the course there. A little bit of issues downtown. Some on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound, coming from Mary Esther and going through Windhaven Beach. And lastly, if you're trying to get into downtown Milton, whether you be traveling eastbound or westbound on Caroline Street, you're going to have some issues there.
Okay. I don't have weather from Alan today, so I guess I'm working overtime myself. right now, we are at 65 degrees. Alan must be at some sort of fair or getting ready for Mardi Gras or something.
Probably.
63 degrees overnight tonight. We'll get down to 59, so, you know, pretty mild overnight with mostly cloudy skies. Mostly cloudy again Friday, slight 20% chance of showers. High of 68. Text line 850-437-1620. Just getting into text here. Rollover on the Pensacola Beach, 399 between Navarre and Pensacola Beach, though, the scenic highway. There's a rollover accident there. Texter just letting us know of that. Texter says, if it weren't for double standards, Democrats wouldn't have any standards at all. Another texter, he and Donald Trump are not fit to be president. Who do we vote for? That's a great question.
That's a tough.
Another texter, corruption.
Hints the dilemma.
Yeah, corruption in this administration is so bad they don't even have to hide it anymore. Number one, you know, the White House is going to do whatever they're going to do. They're going to say whatever they're going to say, trying to make this seem like, oh, it's no big thing. I know Peter Ducey, he and Karine Jean-Pierre go back and back and back, and just the other day, he was questioning about how President Biden was alluding to the French president as the president who died back in the mid-90s. And she's like, you know, people just misspeak all the time.
Oh, geez. Now,
you know, the Republicans are going to have this information and they're going to have the documents. And so how that affects the impeachment proceedings, you know, that's the main thing there, I guess, from the Republicans. In addition to every debate, this is going to be, I think that has to be Donald Trump's main
his
weapon
drive.
Is that. All right. Also in our top three story, speaking of Donald Trump, the Supreme Court today did have the hearing on whether Colorado can remove Trump from its primary ballot.
If this court affirms the decision below, determining that President Trump is ineligible to be president, other states would still have to determine what effect that would have on their own state's law.
A decision is expected before Super Tuesday next month. And the five Marines who had been missing in California have been found dead. Search began for the helicopter after it was reported overdue. The helicopter was found yesterday in Pine Valley, about 40 miles east of San Diego. So tragic update there. Long-winded way of our top three stories there. Our top local story, the city of Milton. We've talked about this a lot over the last 8-9 months or so, however long it's been. But Scott Collins submitting a brief letter of resignation yesterday, saying his last day of work will be Friday, February 23rd. His letter did not specify any reasons. If you listen, pay any attention to Andrew in the mornings, quite often he has his Days of Our Milton. I dare say that because they have their meeting next Tuesday, the city council meeting is next Tuesday, that whatever the aftermath is, that Days of Our Milton will be an all-timer. So Collins started with the city on October 2nd. His contract didn't have him starting until January 1st, so officially his tenure lasted less than 2 months. Of course, there was so much drama from the second he was offered the job. He withdrew from consideration. He talked about infighting and an undercurrent of events that were trying to make his tenure or his contract negotiations unsuccessful. That was all the way back in June. Fast forward to December. Collins said he would not renew his contract with the city after receiving criticism from Mayor Heather Lindsay for scheduling a public meeting with Senator Broxson, Representatives Andrade and Rudman over the creation of the Regional Utility Authority in the county. And that wasn't even the last bit of drama there. So we've reached out to a couple of city council members in Milton to see if they wanted to come on. Haven't heard back from them yet, but we will. If they want to come on, that would be fine. Or if not, we'll just see what everybody has to say on Tuesday. 4:22 right now. Kind of a different show today. We'll get some more local headlines, state headlines coming back here on Pensacola right now.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey there, home buyers and sellers. I'm Will.
And I'm Angela.
With Cannell and Company Realty,
your dynamic real estate duo.
We're not just realtors, we're real estate MVPs. With a game plan tailored to your needs, we'll score you the home of your dreams.
Whether it's finding the perfect starter home or selling to upgrade, your goals are our goals, and we'll make sure you come out on top.
So when it comes to real estate, trust us at buysellcannell.com.
That's buysellcannell.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked extensively about the Florida Supreme Court hearing oral arguments about whether the ballot initiative that would legalize abortion through the age of viability, and also after that, if the health provider says that it's in the health interest of the woman, whether that will be on the ballot. I say that it will. I think that the Supreme Court doesn't have any ground to keep it off the ballot. And we talked with Wes Moreno about the trouble brewing between the union and the EMS chief in Escambia County. Listen at newsradio923.com.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
Hello, baby.
Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking.
Oh, you sweet thing.
Do I want...
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 4:25 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see here. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, if you are traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards West 9 Mile Road, we're going to have some backups in that area there. Also, it's not too severe at this point, but it's bound to get worse. Also, if you're traveling northbound on North Davis Highway towards the intersection with Olive Road, we've got some backups in that area as well. Let's see here. Gulf Breeze Parkway looking a bit more severe if you're traveling eastbound in the Oriole Beach area. So that's something to look out for. Navarre Parkway still giving us issues if you're traveling westbound through Mary Esther and Winhaven Beach. And lastly, if you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton, we've got a lot of backups there.
All right. Thank you very much. Taking a look at our forecast for this evening. Right now, sitting pretty good. Partly cloudy, 63. 59, the overnight low tonight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 68, with a 20% chance of a shower or two. Do have a couple of local other local headlines here. Number one, the OLF-8 property. So county commissioners meeting this morning had a discussion on the two offers that were sent. First, the revised offer from Beulah Town Center, LLC. District 1 Commissioner Jeff Ragosh saying today it's a step in the right direction. He wants more than the $20 million offered for 290 acres.
I like the fact that you're willing to live by the master plan. That's important to this board and the community. I don't feel 10 months is appropriate. I think 6 months is the maximum amount of time that I'd feel comfortable as a due diligence period. And I appreciate the fact that you went up from $100,000 to $150,000, but I need to see a larger good faith deposit.
So, Burgosh also addressed the offer that came in this week from Precision Capital. They offered the same $20 million price tag for nearly the entire property. Burgosh says that's not a serious offer and doesn't at all follow the spirit of the master plan. We also today heard from County Administrator Wes Moreno regarding the controversy surrounding EMS employees. Of course, earlier this week, IAEP Local 325 sent a letter to commissioners saying a toxic work culture led to a 99% vote of no confidence in EMS Chief David Torsell and Deputy Chief Christopher Stevens. Moreno says that number is misleading.
I'll say this. There seems to be a certain shift over there that seems to be not happy, to put it lightly. But, you know, when you have over 120-something positions and you get 99% of 16 people, well, okay, that puts it in context first and foremost.
Moreno also disputing the claim that 100 employees have voluntarily resigned in the last 2 years, saying the number is closer to 50, but some of those have been due to disciplinary reasons and others have just resigned to move to other areas of the country. Moreno says that there are definitely things that can improve, but Torsell has worked to change the culture and improve EMS and EMT pay. Also, Santa Rosa County today moving forward with the fact-finding mission to determine the costs on the largest U.S. flag in the state of Florida. So what they'll do is they will allow staff to obtain bids for the project, and then the conversation will continue about whether, number one, they'll go through with it and where the money would come from once the bids are back. But those plans call for at least a 200-foot flagpole to be erected at the county administrative complex to go along with other improvements that are already ongoing there. All right, 4:30, busy first hour here, and it's going to be like this all afternoon. Back with state and national headlines, look at sports, and all the fun stuff we love to get to in the second half hour. Pensacola right now.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. A Justice Department report concludes President Biden willfully retained classified materials while a private citizen, but the special counsel added the president's actions do not warrant criminal charges.
Special counsel acknowledged I cooperated completely. I did not throw up any roadblocks.
President in Leesburg, Virginia. Supreme Court justices hearing oral arguments today appeared skeptical of a Colorado case removing Donald Trump from the state's ballot. Chief Justice John Roberts expressed fears other states would follow.
A goodly number of states will say, whoever the Democratic candidate is, you're off the ballot. And others, for the Republican candidate, you're off the ballot. And it'll come down to just a handful of states that are going to decide the presidential election.
The Colorado Supreme Court ruled Trump should be removed, citing the 14th Amendment's insurrection clause. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Expedia is out with quarterly results for the fourth quarter, per share profit coming in well shy of expectations, even as revenue slightly beat. The Seattle-based online travel company also appointed a new chief executive, effective May 13th. It's Ariane Gorin, who most recently served as president of Expedia for Business. Expedia shares are tumbling in after-hours trading. They're down 14%. The Federal Communications Commission is immediately outlawing scam robocalls featuring fake artificial intelligence-created voices, cracking down on so-called deep fake technology that experts say could undermine election security or supercharge fraud. The unanimous FCC vote extends anti-robocall rules to cover unsolicited AI deep fake calls by recognizing those voices as artificial under a federal law governing telemarketing and robocalling. Stocks didn't move much today, but both the Dow Industrials and S&P 500, up 49 and 3 points respectively, managed fresh, closing high. That's Your Money Now.
$3,000 to fix my transmission?
$5,000 to replace the engine?
You can't avoid breakdowns, but with Coverage X, no more ridiculous repair bills. Transmission, engine, electronics, Coverage X's vehicle protection plan has you covered with budget-friendly, flexible month-to-month plans. Call 800-875-9695 or CoverageX.com. With Coverage X, unavoidable, unaffordable car repair bills are covered. Visit CoverageX.com or 800-875-9695. 800-875-9695.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by TaxSlayer. Start filing free today at TaxSlayer.com. Trent Williams is an 11-time Pro Bowler and a 3-time first-team All-Pro. The 2010 fourth overall pick out of Oklahoma has guaranteed himself a spot in Canton, Ohio whenever he calls it quits. And the only thing he hasn't done is win it all. And it's tough to not think, with Williams turning 36 this summer, that he wouldn't ride off into the sunset if he snags that Lombardi Trophy on Sunday. I'm Zach Gelb.
What does it feel like to file with TaxSlayer and get your guaranteed maximum refund? It feels like the last level of a video game, facing off against the final boss who stands between you and your refund.
All your refund has belonged to me.
Using the power of TaxSlayer like a secret power-up he doesn't see coming.
Only the most tax-confident can defeat me.
Throwing your laptop at his video game face and watching him crumble into a giant pile of shiny coin tax refunds.
Oh, not fair. You use TaxSlayer.
Save up to 80% when you file with TaxSlayer. Start for free.
O'Reilly. You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. Followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola. Heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. A little bit past 4:35 here. We'll get a quick check of the roads and weather. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, we've got increasing backups there. A little bit on Burgess Road if you're traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street. North Davis Highway has some issues if you're traveling northbound just past Creighton Road or traveling southbound towards the intersection with Olive Road. Brent Lane has a little bit if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis as well. Outside of that, we have a little bit of backups if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway heading towards the Oriole Beach area. And we got a lot if you are traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway coming from Ariester and going through Windhaven Beach. Lastly, we had a lot of issues on Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton.
All right, and we did. I would like to publicly apologize because I threw Alan under the bus last
what
segment.
What do you mean?
I said, well, Alan didn't have weather, but it was my own dumb fault because I had our email inbox closed.
Oh.
And so I opened it. Oh, look, Alan sent weather like an hour ago. So There it is.
Tonight's weather will be mostly cloudy and a little bit of foggy weather may develop overnight. Lows will be in the 50s. Here's the deal for the next several days. Friday, clouds in the skies and just a small chance for a little bit of light rain. Saturday, that chance goes up just a little bit to 30%. And then Sunday, it jumps up to about 60% on our rain chance. All right, temperatures upper 60s for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, highs near 70. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. 63 degrees right now. All right, let's catch up a little bit here. Our state headlines today. Experts are questioning a rare earthquake reported off the east coast of Florida last night.
The earthquake could be a completely natural phenomenon, but seismicity in this area is actually often a result of the U.S. Navy doing experimental explosions.
That's a UF seismologist who says the risk of earthquakes in Florida is very low and No damage nor tsunami activity was reported.
And while embattled Sarasota School Board member Bridget Ziegler is not resigning, she is responding to some of the criticism that's been leveled against her.
There we go.
But I also accept the fact that as elected officials, we do open ourselves up to incredible criticism. But as an individual, I absolutely reject that.
Ziegler says that she will never address much of the conversations that have come up in public comment at board meetings because she says it has nothing to do with her role as a member.
A bill honoring Jimmy Buffett is advancing in the Florida legislature. A House committee advanced the measure, which would rename State Road A1A along Florida's Atlantic coast the Jimmy Buffett Memorial Highway. There's also a bill creating a Margaritaville specialty plate that's working its way through committee, too.
And an annual winter tradition is back in Tampa, if you can call this winter. The Florida State Fair begins its 12-day run today at the fairgrounds.
The Pop Rock Pickle, which is a pickle dipped in a fruit roll-up, dipped in chocolate with Pop Rocks and or Fritos.
Yeah, no thanks.
That sound?
I am not a picky eater, and even I'm like, I'll pass. Opening day is also Heroes Day, meaning free admission for law enforcement, first responders, active or retired military, and veterans.
A bill to provide aid to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan is moving forward in the Senate. The Senate voted in favor of advancing the foreign aid package after Republicans rejected the broader bill, which included the southern border. The 67-32 vote means the Senate can begin consideration of the $95 billion package. Still unclear if the aid package can ultimately make it through Congress.
And lawmakers are grilling pharmaceutical company executives over prescription drug prices. The Senate committee chaired by Vermont independent Bernie Sanders fired off questions to top leaders at Bristol-Myers Squibb, Johnson & Johnson, and Merck as they defended their pricing. Sanders kicked off the hearing saying that the companies are the, quote, overwhelming beneficiary of high drug prices.
A man under arrest for alleged involvement in a plan to steal nuclear missile secrets, ostensibly for China. The Justice Department announced that the man stole files while working at a California company that develops tech to detect and track nuclear missiles for the U.S. government. He's accused of similar activities when he later went to work for a competitor as well. 442, listening to Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. Austin, what's happening in sports today?
Well, we've got several games on tonight, but also several headlines. We'll get the games out of the way first. In the NBA, we got a TNT doubleheader. We've got the Mavericks at Knicks at 6:30, followed by the Nuggets at Lakers at 9 o'clock. We'll get more on that latter game later. In the NHL, we got Lightning at Islanders at 7 on ESPN. And we've got some big college basketball games tonight. In women's basketball, number 12 Notre Dame heads to number 15 Louisville. That's going to be at 5 o'clock on ESPN, so we'll keep some score updates there. Number 16 Vatek at number 3 NC State at 7 o'clock on the ACC network. And lastly, we've got men's basketball with number 20 FAU and UAB at 8 o'clock on ESPN2. Now, some of the headlines here. The NBA trade deadline wrapped up at 2 p.m. Central today with several big-name trades happening last minute. Some of the trades include, but are not limited to, Gordon Hayward going to the Oklahoma City Thunder, Bojan Bogdanovic, however you say his name, and Alec Burks both going to the Knicks, and Buddy Hield going to the 76ers. And a long-awaited Kobe Bryant statue will be unveiled outside of LA's Crypto.com arena this afternoon. The Lakers picked today because of the numerical significance of the date 2-8-24, 8-24, obviously. The Lakers will wear their special mama jerseys in honor of Kobe when they host the Denver Nuggets this evening. And also in the MLB, we've got the defending World Series champ Texas Rangers and ALCS MVP Adolis Garcia agreeing to a 2-year, $14 million contract. The deal will run through 2025, and it's pending a physical, but will help the two parties avoid a salary arbitration hearing. And then in the NFL honor ceremony is tonight at 8 p.m. Central on CBS. We will hear the winners of the annual NFL awards, obviously the biggest of which is regular season MVP. But if you're around here, like we are, obviously you are, you're listening. Defensive Rookie of the Year, we've got a candidate, Pine Forest High School's own Devin Witherspoon. He's in the running for that, so hopefully he wins that tonight.
Also, we find out the Hall of Fame class.
Oh, yeah.
That gets announced tonight. It's already been reported. Me as a Bears fan, very happy and proud. It's already been reported that Devin Hester Steve McMichael, who was on the 85 Bears defensive team, and then Julius Peppers, who we can't really claim Julius Peppers. He'll go in as a Carolina Panther, but so some of the names have already leaked out. But yeah, that's always a good day. They announced the Hall of Fame class the week of the Super Bowl as well, so that'll be tonight.
Don't the Bears, I could be wrong on this, don't they have the most Hall of Fame members by franchise?
I don't know.
I don't know. I'll look it up later. Yeah. Okay, before I run out of breath, just a couple more headlines here. UConn women's basketball coach Gino Auriemma, Auriemma, got his 1,200th career win as his Huskies beat Seton Hall on Wednesday. He becomes just a third coach in D1 basketball history to hit the threshold, joining Mike Krzyzewski, or Coach K, from Duke men's basketball, and Tara Vanderveer from Stanford women's basketball. And the medals for the Paris 2024 Olympics will include a small piece of iron from the Eiffel Tower. The country is including the hexagonal piece to mark 100 years since Paris last hosted the Olympic Games. The iron chunks come from pieces removed from the iconic tower over various renovations in the last century. Hmm. Now, I said I was going to stop and catch my breath, but it's 4:45, so I'll get the traffic real quick. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, we've got some backups there. Pensacola Boulevard, if you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, we've got some congestion developing in that area. Also, Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach, we've got backups increasing there. Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, coming from Mary Esther and going through Windhaven Beach, is still looking rough at this time. And lastly, if you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and getting into downtown Milton, we've still got hefty congestion there as well.
Cloudy skies tonight, and a little fog may develop overnight, lows in the 50s. Friday, we'll have a lot of cloud cover in the skies, highs upper 60s, and there's a small chance for rain, light rain. It's about 10% on our rain chance. Saturday, that goes up to 30%, still on the low side, though. Cloudy for the most part all weekend, and on Sunday, the rain chance jumps up to 60%. Weekend high temps near 70. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Right now, 63 degrees, 59, the overnight low tonight. Disney purchasing a minority stake in the gaming company Epic Games. It was also announced that Epic will create a new universe within Fortnite, integrating the Disney franchises like Star Wars, Pixar, Marvel, and others in a single game mode. So Fortnite users probably no doubt will have fun with that.
And two Starbucks coffee shops in Colorado have been ordered to rehire the employees they fired for trying to unionize. The judges for the National Labor Relations Board ruled that Ryan Denaro and Joseph Mathis should get their jobs back at the Starbucks locations where they were working. The judge also ordered the company to give the two baristas back pay for the time they were out of work.
And the U.S. bought more goods from Mexico than China in 2023 for the first time in 20 years. New data out this week shows Mexico outpaced China to become America's top source of imports, a significant shift that highlights how tensions between Washington and Beijing are altering trade flows. Pop culture notes today, another Toy Story movie is in the works.
Wow, really?
Yeah. I thought they were done with four. It kind of did you see Toy Story 4?
No.
Okay. I did. It was great.
That's why they're making a fifth one.
Yeah, but the ending kind of had that sense of finality that, like, this is it. But, all right.
That's what they wanted you to think.
Yeah. Disney CEO Bob Iger confirming that a fifth entry in the Pixar franchise has received the green light. Iger says Toy Story 5 will be released in 2026. No details on the plot or who the cast members will be, though it's likely Tom Hanks and Tim Allen will return as Woody and Buzz.
If they do not, yeah. We're off to a bad start. Super Bowl 58 isn't the only big game this Sunday. The Puppy Bowl will also air for its 20th year. In one of the nation's largest pet adoption events, cute, clumsy, playful puppies will steal the show before the big game.
Shelters and rescues all over this country are full, and we really need people to consider adoption. So if you are able to open up your home and your hearts to a new furry friend, please consider visiting your local shelter or rescue.
I didn't know it was an adoption event. The adorable game full of fur and puppy dog tales airs Sunday, February 11th at 1 p.m. Central on Animal Planet.
All right, 4:50, we'll take a break there, a recap of today's top three stories, and then we'll get in some wacky and good news stories to close out hour number one of Pensacola right now.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Varis Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at VarisHP.com. Varis Health Partners.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
I deserve a reward. After all, I found our dream house.
Have a pickle.
Thanks.
But I found out how much the house was going to cost, Pastor John.
But I found us the perfect mortgage.
But then I found out the house had radon.
Ugh.
The radioactive gas that's the second leading cause of lung cancer.
Yeah, well,
I need two pickles.
I found the phone number to call, 1-800-SOS-RADON, where you can get all the information you need to test your home and fix a radon problem. I'd like some ice cream with this pickle.
Are you trying to tell me something?
Protect your family from radon. Call 1-800-SOS-RADON. 1-800-SOS-RADON.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me saying, get together, come back and see me. 3 days in the living room. I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. That's a cool song. Just about 4:55 here. We will get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Right now, knock on wood, doesn't appear like there's a ton going on. We have a little bit of backups on Airport Boulevard, just minor if you're traveling towards North Davis Highway. A little bit on North Davis Highway itself if you're traveling southbound towards Olive Road. Pine Forest Road's looking rather docile at the moment. West 9 Mile Road only has some minor issues here and there. You're going to see the most issues if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway near the Oriole Beach area. If you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway going to the beach. And lastly, if you are on Caroline Street traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and getting into downtown Milton, we've got issues there as well.
Looking at our forecast quickly, 63 right now, 59 overnight tonight, mostly cloudy. Cloud cover will continue Friday, 20% chance of a shower as well, a bit warmer, close to 70 degrees, and overnight low tomorrow night, 60, with a 30% chance of showers. If you're just joining us, a busy day here. Just a quick recap of our top three stories we'll dive into much more thoroughly after the Channel 3 5 o'clock A block. But President Biden will not face criminal charges related to classified documents found at his home and office. The one-sentence recap version is that the special counsel concluded that Biden willfully retained and disclosed the documents, but that the president portrayed himself during the investigation as an elderly man with a poor memory who would be sympathetic to a jury, and that's why we're not charging him. Okay. The Supreme Court also today had their hearing on whether Colorado can remove Donald Trump from its primary ballot. Decision is expected before Super Tuesday. Also, tragic update from California. The five Marines who had been missing in California after the helicopter that was found in Pine Valley reported dead today. So those are our top three stories. Of course, we'll get into those much more here in our first segment next hour. If you're just joining us, you can react to 850-437-1620 and traffic tips as well, 850-262-6111. Taking a look at some of the wackier stories going around. This one's pretty interesting here. I'm not a betting man, okay, but if you are, and if you're kind of on the fence, I mean, you know, you feel like the Chiefs are better, but for some reason the 49ers are favored and you can't quite figure out why that is. Well, maybe you should do the opposite of what this guy says. A Redditor called I'm This Guy says he's picked the wrong team to win the big game for the last 16 years.
What?
That's a pretty good track record.
Yeah.
This year he's picking the Chiefs. Okay. He says, quote, don't overthink this. The better team will win. I've bet against them twice and I won't get fooled again. So I guess bet the house on the Niners is the play.
I guess. I hope that's a move made out of who he genuinely thinks would win and not like a move he's just saying so by some superstitious luck the Chiefs lose. However, yeah, that is being terrifically wrong. Border Patrol agents have arrested a woman trying to cross into the U.S. with $170,000 worth of cocaine and fentanyl hidden in the gas tank of her SUV. Border Patrol says that the woman, a U.S. citizen, tried to cross the border at Calexico with 10 packages of drugs in the fuel tank. The 13 packages were worth nearly $172,000. I got to tell you, they're getting pretty creative with how, like, these drug smugglers, you hear about where they'll smuggle stuff or whatever. It's actually pretty crazy. They're getting cute with it at this point, Joe.
Yeah, definitely. Also here in our wacky stories, where are we? There we are.
Metal detector.
Yes. Man with a metal detector thought he might have made a Valentine's Day extra special for somebody. He discovered a lost wedding ring and even tracked down the owner. It had the someone's initials and a date engraved, so he posted it online. A woman reached out to him saying she thought it could be hers. He asked her about the engravings, and she responded correctly to what was on them. But she didn't want it.
Really?
She said it was her ex-husband's, and he'd apparently thrown it into the river. She told him, thanks for trying to do the right thing, but you can either toss it, keep it, or sell it. He is trying to sell it. That
smart
is the
man.
Right play there.
Absolutely. A woman in Canada, this is good news here, she just got her mom's wallet back 40 years after it was lost. Some guy was doing work at a storage unit and found it in the air ducts. How does that get there? It still had everything in it, including the daughter's birth certificate. So see, that's something that you would lose that you would want. Yeah. I would say.
Yeah, also, this one is right up your alley. Taylor Swift has gotten a lot of hate from football fans, but
yes,
dads are loving it. The New York Post did a big story this week on how a lot of dads are actually connecting with their young daughters more because they want to watch the football games with daddy. Listen,
that's wholesome.
It is wholesome. My little one's not quite old enough to know who Taylor Swift is or to know what football is, but I appreciate the bond forged over football games. So what I like to do, and I've done this since I was a kid, is I have to have a football that I'm holding while I'm watching games. right? So I've got my official NFL game ball that I hold while I'm watching football. And last week I bought her a mini version, just like Daddy. So
a passing of the torch.
She has it with mine as well. So I understand that and I appreciate that. All right, a busy hour number one is going to be a busy hour number two and three today. If you missed anything, stick around. Channel 3 A Block at 5 o'clock is coming up now.